Hey, thank you for listening to the Happy Days Project. Each episode will bring you a snippet of someone else's joy. Isn't joy a nice thing to be choosing to listen to? This excellent human has answered the question, what makes you happy? Let's hear what they had to say. This was recorded in 2017 on a walk around Battersea where I lived at the time. We're taking you on a soundscape trip here. We start in a park surrounded by railway lines, which I believe we circle a few times, before heading along the road and back to my front door. You can still hear what we're saying though. It was fantastic and strange to listen to this again after a few years. Both my guest and I were in the midst of trying to figure out life with a capital L, in London with a capital L. As a result, this episode does contain some swearing. Here, for your listening pleasure, is my conversation with the wonderful Nina.
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
What's the thing?
What makes me happy?
People. Being with people, conversation, sort of. I often find myself very unhappy if I haven't seen or interacted with someone throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
With anyone. So that's...
Can you tell me more about that unhappiness?
Yeah, like something I've felt quite a lot now recently, being unemployed and having to force myself to go and meet people more than you would normally when you're like working with other people and stuff.
Mm.
How does that even feel? It's just, you're just alone with your thoughts. Yeah, I often get that feeling that I'm just like wasting my life just sitting, like living my life if I'm just sitting here. It's just me and not experiencing anything with anyone. That feeling of, oh, if I see something and I sort of like, oh, that's beautiful, or I laugh at something and I'm by myself, that just gives me this incredible feeling of loneliness. So yeah, I don't think I've realized until this year that I'm quite extrovert, I guess, in that sense.
It's the sharing of the thing. Does it matter where you are with the people?
I don't really think so. I'm not too fussed about like doing things all of the time. As long as I'm sort of... Yeah, like I don't like fucking board games. Like I'd rather sit and have a nice chat with someone or go for a walk. And yeah, I don't know. It's I can feel a feeling of disconnect even though I'm with people. If the activity or whatever is like too much, I don't know.
Yeah, if it's not an interactive activity.
Yeah, I guess. Even if I'm not able to meet someone or be with people throughout the day, it helps going for a walk, and that makes me happier.
Yeah.
There's always levels.
With the levels, where would you say, like, is happiness comparative?
No, I think that's impossible. Because like it was like, oh, I was happier last year, whatever. That doesn't really make sense.
No, I guess not. Although, you say that, it was my dad's birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we were asking him, facetiously, as a joke, but we were asking him what has been his best year.
Okay.
And so then we all went around the table and picked our best years of our lives. And I certainly judged mine on when I had the most fun in my memory.
No, that's true. I think I could do that too. There was one year I was very happy.
Yeah.
And I've like tried thinking about what made me happy then. I remember just having a routine. I did my work, I did that. Everything felt very balanced and I was able to do a whole bunch of things. So that made me happy then. But then I've sort of like, obviously you change and what gives you meaning and purpose changes too. Obviously, having a meaningful thing to do every day. That's like too many for the basic.
Yeah, it's something associated with happiness and meaning and purpose.
Yeah.
Happiness like satisfaction.
Yeah.
And...
But it's... Oh, it's so difficult. I guess that's what you struggle with your whole life. What makes you fucking happy.
Yeah. What you were saying about in that time that you were thinking about, the routine made you really happy.
Yeah.
And the purpose that was associated with the things that you were doing at that point was very satisfying. But now perhaps you're a different person.
Yeah, because like, I feel like
so you have to
people
reassess.
Often have a tendency to like, oh, I was happy when like back then when I was doing this and that. That's also just being nostalgic about a time that used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really apply everything that went well then to whatever situation you're in now.
Yeah. No, I agree. Looking backwards and trying to recreate often doesn't work.
No.
Which is really interesting and a shame, because you're like, well, but it worked so well then.
Yeah.
And even if you don't feel like a very different person, you know, I remember going back to uni just the year after I'd left. So I was not really that different. It was only a year and I still felt I was just a student at another university. So I haven't particularly moved on.
No.
I had the same group of friends, same relationship, same lots of stuff. But I went back and it was like, oh, this club night is not the same.
Yeah.
And the city doesn't speak to me in the way that it did.
No, for sure.
It speaks to me, and it speaks to me of something that I'm no longer a part of.
Yeah. Which, yeah, can lead you to a sense of not necessarily unhappiness, but not the same level of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think, like, what would I associate with a happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, so I went to Glastonbury.
Great start. Excellent.
I was quite scared to go because I was going with...
You never been before?
No, I was scared to go emotionally because I was going with a guy who's my friend, but I've had a complicated situation with.
I see.
And yeah, I wasn't sure how it was going to like end up being.
Yes.
And on the one hand, it was one of the most incredible weeks of my life. And also quite emotionally distressing. And yeah, I had such highs and lows. I was like euphoric at times. Obviously not always without certain things to help me get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure.
And then the lows, and it was, yeah, it all affected by different external things and him and me and yeah. But that was quite a weird thing to think about. It's also quite draining to be so high and low.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you're just feeling so happy. I'm like, wow, this is incredible and life is great. And then you turn around and everything's quite dark. And you're like, how? So I think there's like obviously... there's reason to like that stability
and that's it. Yeah, that
could be a key.
There's a real contrast between what you just said there and what you said about that year in your life again when there was a balance. You used the word balance,
like, yeah, but then again it's quite nice to experience those highs and lows because you know there's always a way out of it if you're not struggling more like
yes
with these things. But yeah, there's something quite beautiful about that contrast too, I think.
Yeah, something amazing about the moment when you're like, this is completely mental,
yeah.
Where I am and what I'm doing right now. Some of the moments when I feel like I felt most happy have been the times when I've looked around me and gone, I can't believe I'm in this place with these people doing this thing that's so not what I expected and so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's part of it too. Like the experiencing something unexpected.
Mm.
And being happy about that, that's a really good feeling of happiness.
Yeah.
Which is, again, maybe an argument against the balanced life, because you have to sort of shake it up a bit and
yep.
risk some shitty.
Yeah, risk feeling really low for feeling really high.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. And also, obviously, if you think about happiness, like, what do you want to achieve and whatever do in your life that you think will make you happy? Like, kids or work or all these things. So that's part of the calculation throughout your life. I'm not sure what I think. I'm getting pretty sure that I think having kids is one of the things I think will make me happy.
Uh-huh.
And that's not always been the case. Obviously, these things change.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. We've Lina, my friend, and I, we've discussed this whole because I've been whining about being single forever.
Sure.
And she's like, it's a fucking illusion that you'll be happy the moment you get a boyfriend. I'm like, but that's not what I'm saying. Like, okay. I think that's something I'd like to experience. And I think there's, yeah, a feeling of happiness that you can get from sharing something. So, yeah. Yeah, it's like that level of intimacy with someone. You can't really experience on your own, obviously. You have friends and family, but there's a limit too.
Yes, there's something about, it's so societally built, but there's something about having another person with whom you only have that relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And you're the only people that have that with each other.
Yeah.
That creates that sense of balance and a sense of excitement and risk all at the same time.
Yeah.
I've never thought about it like that actually before, but maybe that's one of the things that's so enticing about it, is
yeah.
that you're safe with that person, but at the same time, you can then go take risks to feel high and low. Mm-hmm. You do big things that make you feel those extremes, and you can do that because also you have a balance and
yeah.
a safety.
And the safety. I think safety is key too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but yeah,
I agree with you.
Feeling of someone really knowing you. Yeah, because we walk around life not really knowing what the fuck we're doing and how we're feeling and what we're supposed to be feeling.
Sure.
Yeah, getting that feeling of safety that someone knows you and loves you and believe in you and your abilities to do this and that and, I don't know, be happy and we'll be there for you when you're not happy. And yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why we cry at weddings. Yeah, that's why we cry at weddings. Yeah. It's a weird concept because it's it's hard to distinguish it from, yeah, like you said, societal pressures to what happiness is supposed to mean and entail.
So then where you are right now, we've been talking about happiness being connected to like where you want to be. Is there anything material goods wise that makes you happy? Daily routine
less and
wise
less. Well, it's funny, whenever I feel down, I always think that I need to be less reliant on external things to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the only way to do that is become more aware of how you feel and when you feel it and deal with it.
Yeah,
I just find myself very vulnerable to external events.
Right.
Vulnerable in the sense that my level of happiness and unhappiness changes according to shit that happens and what other people say and do and think and whatever.
Definitely.
Like whether you accomplish things at work or whatever, all these things. So I do think, I wonder and I hope if there's like any way of creating this baseline happiness impenetrable by all this shit. Not obviously not really bad shit, but trivial shit.
Yeah.
To be like, well, it doesn't, like, because a lot of things that we react to and, like, feel miserable about, they solve themselves.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, we stress and worry, and most of it works out eventually. But obviously, you should feel shit too. I don't know.
I don't ever think that's a good thing. You shouldn't ever really feel shit. But, like, I think there's a fine line. And again, this might be a gender divide thing, but I think as, forgive me for generalising, but as women, I think we're more prone to feeling guilty or feeling like we're responsible and we should and we deserve to feel not happy because this thing happened and it was partly our fault and whatever. Like, and that's, for me, I found that something that's very helpful to identify and try my very best to move away from.
Yeah.
Because it's incredibly rare that that feeling benefits anybody, and it's very common that it doesn't benefit me at all.
No, that's a good point. That's often a source of feeling down too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's well, cool. It's, I think also just learning to love yourself, obviously the biggest cliche ever.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I think, like, I haven't told that many people, but like why I want to stay in the UK, for instance, it's not just about like, oh, job opportunities and whatever. I had this feeling when I moved here that I felt much more comfortable with myself.
Hmm.
I'm not really sure why even,
hmm.
but I do, and I feel like I've changed a bit. And Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that makes me happier. I'm good enough. Yeah, when I realized that, yeah, that was quite nice, actually.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, being more aware that your surroundings can actually affect you like that, I guess.
Positively.
Positively, yeah. And then making a conscious choice to stay in those surroundings. Because, like, I could easily move back, make more money, have a more comfortable life, but I don't think that would make me happier. I'm pretty sure. But you never know, because you can't really, like,
no,
parallel lives, but...
But you're trusting yourself, the instinct,
yeah,
that wouldn't make you happier,
yeah,
surely makes you a bit happier.
Yeah, because it's a choice I've made.
Yeah.
Like, had shit up and down periods and whatever, but still I'm confident that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, Scandinavian culture is very subdued. You're not supposed to stick your head out or have an opinion or wear colors or like
yeah.
So back to Glastonbury, like wearing bird feathers and glitter for a week and being almost naked and feeling fine with my body, feeling just like happy wearing colors. It was just such a relief and very, very nice. And yeah, look what I'm wearing now. This is like a typical Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Just dark.
Wearing a dark blue, navy blue pant play suit, essentially. Yeah. And then really practical and great, comfy looking sandals.
Right?
Yeah, like, and a grey jumper.
Don't stick out. And that's... I don't think that's great. I think there's good, like a sense of humility and stuff I value. But yes. Yeah, I think I've always been very skeptical, like other people, like, why is he or she behaving like that whenever something without or beyond sort of my, yeah.
Yes, realm of understanding.
Yeah, being very critical, but now I find myself much more open-minded, which is nice.
Really nice.
And I have a friend back home who also lives here, and she observed me watching this choir singing, and I was clapping and so happy and just like, who are you? Normally I would be like, ooh, this is awkward, ooh.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's just fucking silly, and I'm glad to let that go. To just be comfortable being a bit weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Weird.
Weird
is the key to happiness.
Weird is the key to happiness. That's genius. On that note, we're basically at my house, nice. So we'll shut down.
This is fun.
Now, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
It's true though, when you get into it, it gets easier.
Yeah.
Because one thought leads to the next.
And if you're brave enough to follow those thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you for being brave.
Thank you for making me feel comfortable. It could be weird.
Very welcome.
Thank you so much, Nina. Some of what we said sounded straight out of 2021, right? Do humans really change? Anyway, I hope you had a nice walk with us. A little journey to the past. I can't believe you've come on this Happy Days Project journey with me again through season 2. I'm so grateful. I've had more listeners joining in towards the end of this season, so I want to say welcome. This is the end of season 2, but while you wait for season 3, there are 20 whole episodes from seasons 1 and 2 for you to enjoy and share with your friends and networks. Word of mouth is the way this podcast spreads. And reviews. Please like and subscribe and give the Happy Days Project a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I never normally ask, but apparently it really helps. And if you're having fun, like me, and want this to continue, like me, then a 5-star review will really help. If you listen on Apple but you don't know how to review, I've put a link in this episode description. My friends, thank you. You're excellent. Keep that chin up. I know 2021 isn't really turning out to be the joyous return to normal life that we'd all hoped for, but I do hope you're finding reasons to smile. I hope you're staying weird. I hope you're remembering to be proud of yourself and those around you. And, of course, I hope you're enjoying what makes you happy.